What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I've got a seamless radio and TV experience for you today. Got a very good program. Let's get this thing going. A tremendous Thursday to you. So what's different? What's seamless about this? Great interviews, great takes, great conversation. I'm looking for a good telephone call. Hit me up right now. That phone number is toll free. 1-800-636-8686. I've got back-to-back interviews in hour number one. So if you want to call, you should call right now. I'd even bust open the format in the open for the right telephone call. The interviews do start next segment. I've got a pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, Tyler Glasnow. That's coming up next segment. After that, the head football coach at Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley. So back-to-back in hour number one. Second hour is wide open, open phones. In hour number three, we continue to get ready for the NFL draft. Once again, I'm trying to run down as many draft prospects as I can before the draft itself. Brian Burns, former defensive end from Florida State, joins us. So those are your three interviews. We're talking NBA playoffs. We're talking NHL playoffs. We're talking Major League Baseball. And we are talking about the release of the NFL schedule. So one thing did get released. One thing did not get released. The NFL schedule, released. The Bob Kraft porno, not released. Not yet. And I will have that for you too. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter if you don't mind, at Jim Rome. Email me if you don't mind, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Let me start with the NFL schedule, because that did drop. Now, for years, there was nothing more overhyped and more overrated than NFL schedule release day. Everyone already knows which teams are playing each other this season. So everybody acting like NFL schedule release day being an actual thing was like actually the worst thing. In other words, stop trying to make this into something that it's not. Something, you know, that really matters a lot. But that did not stop fools from doing just that. Starting the second it dropped, when they would sit down and start to circle all the really important matchups. You know the ones I'm talking about. For instance, Washington at Minnesota in week 8. Hell yes, baby. That's what I'm saying. Because that right there is a blood feud. That is your sick, sick CKRG right there. CKRG, Case Keenum revenge game. But I'm telling you this, when you look deeper, deeper than just a revenge game, the really tricky thing about that game is that it's a Thursday night and will only be a few days removed from Baltimore at Seattle, the Earl Thomas revenge game. Two revenge games in such a short window. I mean, damn, my head is going to explode. How are you going to do me like that, NFL schedule maker dude? Thing is, there's a hell of a lot more where that came from. You like that? You like that?
You like that?
You like that? You like revenge games? You like revenge matchups?
You like
great.
That?
Yeah, tell me how Buffalo at Dallas on Thanksgiving Day tastes. Holy crap, they went there too. That's a thing. That's a Super Bowl 27, Super Bowl 28 revenge game. A revenge game twofer. That's two for revenge.
It's two for me.
Hey, to hell with winning the day.
It's two for me.
To hell with winning the day and one game at a time. How the hell is anybody associated with the Bills and the Cowboys going to be able to focus on anything other than that epic revenge tilt? Yeah, like you can't tell me that the Bills roster, made up almost entirely of people who started playing football after those games were actually played, will not be fired up for that. Because revenge is a dish best served cold and on Thanksgiving Day. And the Bills will be looking to give the Cowboys extra dollops of revenge. Damn, all these revenge games. How about week 16? Week 16 on CBS, Jets at Steelers, a Le'Veon Bell revenge game. That one actually might matter because that's a revenge game where the amount of venom and pettiness between the Bells or between Bell and the Steelers is actually legit. But overall, what I'm getting at is declaring revenge games might be the corniest thing ever. Manufacturing contrived hate is always whack. But you know what's even worse? Trying to predict wins and losses. That's like the dumbest thing ever. It's April. The season starts in 5 months. The draft is next week. It's a violent game. Bells are going to get rung. Knees are going to get snapped. Legs are going to get broken. We know this about the NFL. It's violent. Rosters and starting units are going to be completely different in a few months. But you're going to tell me that the Texans are going to beat the Colts in Indianapolis in week 7. And even worse than that is when people start to tell you why that's going to happen. You know, like, well, here, the schedule dropped, and I'm looking at it, and the Texans are going to be coming off a tough game the week before at Kansas City. Then they go on the road to Indy before they come home to face Oakland, and then they've got to go all the way to London to play Jacksonville. So they really have to have that game that week against the Colts. Oh, all right. Okay, so now you're all Tony Romo. Now you can see things before they actually happen. Yeah, well, I don't play that game. I'm not interested in hearing the breakdown of travel schedules either. Yes, Oakland's got a lot of early games on the East Coast. Great. And they've got several months to get ready for that. So let me bottom line this entire deal for you. Let me cut to the chase. Let me cut through all the bullcrap. Let me tell you what matters about these schedules. Looking at the schedules, there are only two things that matter. Just two. Number one, the Patriots have a really easy schedule. Because every schedule for the Patriots is an easy schedule when you have Tom Brady and you have Bill Belichick and you play in the AFC East. Second point, and only two points matter. Second point being, the Cleveland Browns have 4 primetime games. And if you ask me, that's not 4 too many. That is 12 too few. 4? Only 4. Nah, send that thing back. Get it right. Come see me when you've got a schedule with the Browns in primetime every single week, all the way up to the Super Bowl. Now, if this had been just another regular NFL schedule release day, those are the only two things that would have mattered that we should have talked about. But luckily, this was different. This year was different. Because now the teams are in on the joke. And more importantly, the team's social media departments are in on the joke. And they were doing work. Like the Browns. The Browns dropping this video of old school John Dorsey getting the team's schedule and then printing it off on an even older school printer. You think that's a low budget video?
You've got mail.
Wrong. You have any idea how much it costs to buy one of those printers these days? So they got this thing started, but they weren't the only ones who got nice. The Chargers released a video made entirely of stock footage, which you have to see to believe. It's awesome. The Baltimore Ravens went monster truck rally announcer with their release video.
Football fans, this fall, prepare to get annihilated as John Harbaugh and his pet Ravens rise and conquer proudly present the Baltimore Ravens 2019 football schedule, featuring your favorite players against your least favorite teams. Your Ravens start their engines, climbing and crushing a mountain of challengers. The first team to enter the bank gets a free crab and all the Ravens flock in their face. And don't miss the 51st and 52nd rounds of the Smash Mouth Showdown. Plus, your Ravens welcome the defending champs with open arms. Plus, your Ravens go full
throttle
and head west to face these guys. Plus, from the 19th century comes
Poe,
the quarter-story tall
Blackbird.
Worms fear him. Kids love him. But he'll haunt your dreams forever. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Thursday, Sunday, 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 Sunday. Seats are available now. You pay for the whole thing, but you only need the edge.
Not bad. Not bad for the Ravens. Not bad. And as you'd expect, the Colts stripped it down. The Colts went simple. And there are a few things more simple than Andrew Luck sitting on a mini stepladder and reading out the schedule along with a few tourist facts about each city.
This is the 2019 Indianapolis Colts schedule. Week 1,
at Los Angeles Chargers. Did you know the famous Hollywood sign originally read Hollywood Land and was a real estate development advertisement? Week 2, at Tennessee, Nashville was the first city in the country to be granted an FM broadcasting license. Week 3, home versus...
Andrew! I know that one! A-N-D-R... Thanks for playing along. Colts doing it. The Cowboys then jump in. They jump in with Jerry Jones and Amari Cooper. Jera whispering sweet nothings into Amari's ear.
I'm Jerry Jones, and this is the Dallas Cowboys 2019 schedule release.
The New York Giants. The Washington Redskins.
Damn, Jerry. That's creepy. Even creepier than you normally are. Now you're creeping on one of your own players. We're supposed to be hyped for the start of the season, not looking to take out restraining orders. And you knew somebody was going to go with a Game of Thrones video, because nobody can do anything right now without referencing Game of Thrones. And this time that somebody was the Atlanta Falcons. And they nailed it. Right down to that tiny detail of an animated ram running into a saint outside the Falcons stadium. I mean, straight genius. But as genius as all of those were, they were all tied for second behind the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers have one of the best social media games around, but they took it to a new level yesterday with a scheduled release video dedicated to old school video games. Now, it's visually heavy, but the sounds are so iconic. I'm going to still play it because even if you're driving, you're going to recognize some of the great soundtracks that will bring you all the way back. Roll it. This is why you're all looking up at Carolina. Man, thank goodness for NFL Social. Otherwise, scheduled release day would have been like it is every other year. Bunch of people trying to make something out of nothing. Overhyped, overrated, until NFL Twitter, NFL Social jumped in. And then actually did make it something. That right there is genius. Tony Hawk, GoldenEye, NBA Jam, Oregon Trail. No games were won or lost yesterday, but believe me when I tell you, the Panthers won the freaking day. If that's what you're going to do now with the NFL schedule release day, then I'm all for it. I'm here for it. Finally, now it is something. 1-800-636-8686. But no, I'm not going to break down the revenge games. I'm not going to get out the big red Sharpie right now and start circling matchups. That is all months down the road, and we already knew which teams were going to play which teams. All right, there you have it. Still ahead, I want to talk about the Rockets. Remember when everybody said that the NBA playoffs were boring, and we could just go ahead and fast forward right to Golden State getting their hands on their third straight trophy? Forget that. It's not going to be quite that easy. Houston may, in fact, have something to say about it once again. They look great after the first two games. That's coming up. The Bob Kraft porno. Not released. Not yet. But it will be. You know it's only a matter of time. Speaking of the Pats, Gronk may have retired as a Patriot, but Gronk has not retired as Gronk. When we come back, Tampa Bay starting pitcher Tyler Glasnow. Lincoln Riley coming up right after that. Some folks like to shop in a store. Others prefer to do their shopping online. But no matter how you like to shop, when it comes to auto parts, shop at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They've got everything you need under one single roof, whether it be virtual or otherwise. From batteries, brakes, and belts to filters, transmissions, ignitions, and shocks, O'Reilly has everything you need. They even have a full range of farm and agriculture heavy-duty parts, tools, and supplies. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, and with brands that you can trust, like Wagner Brakes, Monroe Shocks, Superstar Batteries, Wix Filters, and more. They can even get those hard-to-find parts, most with free overnight delivery, or you could shop online with free pickup in the store. Car lovers love to shop at O'Reilly Auto Parts, and now you can earn O-Rewards points online and at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. In fact, you can earn points any way you shop at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll get a $5 reward for every 150 points you earn. So visit orewards.com and become an O'Reilly O-Rewards member today. Once again, orewards.com so you can become an O'Reilly O-Rewards member right now.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Quick reminder for you, the world's best, including Dustin Johnson, Francesco Molinari, Jordan Spieth, head to beautiful Hilton Head Island for the RBC Heritage. It is this weekend on CBS. On Twitter, at CFO Carnap, tweets, the Browns are the Browns. They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns.
Certainly Duke is Duke. They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns.
And PJ in the Mile High tweets, no thanks, Jim. I'm not buying your printer, and stop bothering me. Sign prospects from your outside sales days. I was not selling printers. I tried to sell dictation equipment. That was horrible. Yeah, really a weird deal. Kind of hard to imagine why in the year 1989 or 87, nobody wanted to buy a $2,500 answering machine with microcassettes. The Harris Lanier Messenger. Look that up. Look that up right now. If you're on your phone or you're by your computer, look that up. The Harris Lanier Messenger machine. A $2,500 answering machine. Can't believe that people weren't happy to see me. Oh, yeah, sit down. Sit down, young sales moron. Tell me more about a $2,500 answering machine with four microcassettes that spin around. One microcassette for the president, one microcassette for the general sales manager. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, Rome. Tell me more. Yeah, I'll take five of those things. Look it up, and you'll see why I lasted at Harris Lanier for 29 days before I quit. Well, that and I sucked at the job. That and I couldn't sell anybody anything. But then again, how anybody could sell anybody a $2,500 answering machine back in the day, I have no idea. Remember those little microcassettes? In fact, for our younger audience, do you know what a cassette is? Imagine a cassette, and then imagine it being shrunk down to about a tenth of the size. And then you have yourself a fancy microcassette. And then you've got this stupid machine that's got slots for four of them, and it would spin around in circles. And then they wanted $2,500 for that. A $2,500 answering machine. Yeah, they were not too happy to see me. And I was not too happy to sell that. And you wonder how many of those things I sold? None. Not one. This is why I know so much about sales. This is why I relate to you sales reps so well. This is why I can identify with those of you who are out in the field. Not in sell, not five, not six, not seven. I didn't sell one. But then again, I can't believe anybody sold one. It was a $2,500 answering machine 20 years ago. I know what it's like to drop into a territory and prospect. I know what it's like to drop into a territory and cold call. I know what it's like to get the door slammed in your face. I know what it's like to be crappy at your job. I was all those things. At Hitman Canadian tweets, the Panthers video brought back childhood memories and last night's gaming binge. Signed, stay-at-home dads. So we're at TV simulcast now on CBS Sports Network, but you didn't even need video. That audio is perfect. How much did that bring back hearing that thing? That's why they won the day. That's why NFL Social has actually made NFL schedule release day something. For so long, people tried to make something out of nothing. Now it is something because of NFL Social. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so I'm efforting Tyler Glass now. Not succeeding, but efforting. And we'll stay on that. He's red hot. Oklahoma head football coach Lincoln Riley will join me next segment with the draft coming up. And Kyler Murray is not the only draft prospect they have. On top of that, the Rockets look awesome right now. Don't let the numbers confuse you. They're better now than they were a year ago. And a year ago, they came within one game of knocking out Golden State. And yesterday was some kind of roller coaster, wasn't it? And I'm not talking about just the NFL schedule release. I'm talking about the release of the Bob Kraft porno. And it looked like it was going to go down. This email reads, "Hey, Rome, week 3, Cam Newton, questionable, typhoid." Lee in Vancouver. I like it. A nice Oregon Trail reset. Pretty good for you, Lee. "Dear Rome, wow. Was Jerry Jones recording that schedule release from bed while wearing chains? Brewer in San Diego."
"I'm Jerry Jones, and this is the Dallas Cowboys 2019 schedule release."
No, he was not in bed next to Sierra.
Go Hawks.
That was Russ.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Yeah.
Hawks, yeah, I'm winning.
Yeah, you may think that I don't, but I do wear my chains to bed. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, seven.
Not two, not three, not four.
We got a deal.
Not five.
We got a deal. You got a deal, and I got seven chains. And I got my lady. What's up, babe? What's up, babe? See y'all tomorrow. "Dear Rome, I only hope the Bob Kraft porn is released before the Pats visit the Bills so we can see poster boards made by Bills Mafia in the stands with screen caps of Bob in his porn. Please make it happen, feds." John in Huntington Beach. "John, I really don't think it matters when that thing drops. They will do what they do. And that's my concern, that they will do what they do. And more importantly, you morons will do what you do. I'm not worried about Kraft. I'm not worried about Kraft. I'm worried about Rome. I'm not worried about Kraft. I don't give a damn about Bob Kraft. He did what he did. He made his choice. He made his choices. And apparently he made those choices the day before the AFC Championship game and the day of the AFC Championship game. I don't give a damn about Bob Kraft. I'm worried about me. I'm worried about how this impacts my program, my life, my brand. Because I know you dopes, and I know what you dopes do. And even if I don't watch that, and I try not to mention it, I can't stop it. Hell, I still get tweets and emails every day about Orenthal. I can only envision 25 years of Bob Kraft porno resets. So I would give anything for that video not to drop, but I know it will. And it's not a question of if, it's a matter of when. At Bleeds Iron tweets, "Jim, I can't understand how you couldn't make at least one sale. Yours, the $1,500 Kirby vacuum door-to-door salesman." Elton, "Not one. I did not sell one device. Not one. Not seven. Not six. Not five. Not four.
Not two. Not,
not, two, not one. And then I quit."
Not five.
You know, when the going gets tough, the tough quit. When life gives you lemons, you quit. And I did. And it felt good. And so I took another job selling telephones. And that went just as badly. And then I quit again. Winners never quit. But I did. Twice. All right, when we come back, Lincoln Riley will be my guest. Big hat tip to sale. Big hat tip to sales reps. That is such a hard gig. I love salespeople. and especially ones that are good at it, and especially those of you who are in territories that suck and you have to cold call. You have to make 100 calls and get 100 no's to get one yes. Man, I respect that. I really do. When we return, Lincoln Riley, but first, here is a sports update for you.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Programming update for you. So Tyler Glasnow, Rays starting pitcher, is moved to the top of hour number two. In hour number three, we talked to NFL draft prospect Brian Burns. Momentarily, a conversation with Oklahoma head football coach Lincoln Riley. And in the meantime, you can get up in here, 1-800-636-8686. The Rockets coming up and putting a beat down on the Jazz again. A solid Utah Jazz team. So remember, last year, Houston came within a game of knocking out Golden State. They would have you believe that they were actually the better team, that if Chris Paul had not gotten hurt, that they would have beaten Golden State, and they would have gone on and won the whole thing. They can make that argument, but it didn't happen, so we'll never know. Except they would argue that we are better now than we were then. And watching them in the last two games against Utah, they might be. They look dangerous. And now you have a conversation where Golden State had that huge lead against the Clippers. They let it get away. And so again, the conversation, how vulnerable is Golden State and is Houston the team to beat? I want to get into all of that too. At Chris in St. Pete tweets, outside sales is the best. You make your own schedule, you make six figures, and you have a corporate card for anything. Hashtag war outside sales. Yeah, for some of you, if you're good and you're a closer, that is all true. I used to hate guys like that because I was a hater. I hated guys like that because I couldn't do it. I hated guys like that because I was not good at it. Remember the guys I really hated? When I got in, and dictation equipment was like copiers. You know, when they get you off a college campus, and it's like entry level, and it's those really hard things to sell. And then the guys that are good at it, who can close quickly, quickly move up the ladder. And then they become like the vertical guys. The vertical guys, at least back in the day, the vertical guys did not have to cold call. The vertical guys got like the corporate accounts. The vertical guys were given like industries. As an example, the vertical guys that I recall at Harris Lanier got to call exclusively on hospitals. They didn't have to go into crappy territories and cold call. And then at that point, you have a vertical market. Some of that stuff goes out to bid. A lot of the pressure's off. Look at this, man. I don't like it.
Hit the bricks, pal.
That's why I quit. As promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at Oklahoma. He is entering his third season as Sooners head coach, the 2018 Big 12 Coach of the Year. He led the Sooners to a Big 12 title and a spot in the college football playoff in each of his first two seasons. Oklahoma has won the last two Heisman trophies. They open up their season against Houston August 31st. Lincoln Riley is my guest. Lincoln, so good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me back on.
Great to have you back on. So you had your spring game last Friday night. Let me start right there. You've got the draft coming up next Thursday. How are things for you and around the program right now?
Just a ton of momentum, you know. Just, I think, off the last several seasons, the success that this program has been able to have, and then I think also just a really, you know, an excitement that the best is yet to come. I think everybody within these walls feel that right now, and so that's it's just a great time. It really is. A lot of excitement around our new team here and the opportunities that they have in front of them and in front of us. And so, it's a beautiful time to be an Oklahoma Sooner.
Lincoln Riley joining us. I'll talk about that new team in 1 second. Let me get your thoughts on Kyler Murray. He's faced a lot of scrutiny ever since he announced his intent to play in the NFL. Lincoln, as somebody who's his coach and somebody who cares about him, what do you make of that scrutiny and how he's handled it?
It's part of the process. You know, we went through a lot of this with Baker and several of the other guys that we've had and, you know, in similar positions that have been high-profile guys and high draft picks and great players and all of that. And so it's it's part of what you got to handle. You know, and Kyler's you know, growing up around scrutiny, he's been used to it. He's been in the public eye from a very, you know, for a very long time. He was in it at a very, very young age. And so he handles it well. I mean, he doesn't let it affect him. He's a very focused, very mature guy. And I know he's excited about this week, as he should. I mean, what a tremendous accomplishment. You talk about, athletically, really just sit back and think about this. A guy that could go in the first round and most likely the top 10 of two major league drafts, two professional drafts. I mean, it's remarkable. And so he's earned it. He's got a great family behind him supporting him. And I'm really, really excited here for next Thursday.
Lincoln Riley is the head football coach at Oklahoma. You know, thinking had been that he had been drafted by the A's last summer. He was going to play a year of football, then go play pro baseball. If we go back to this time last year, Murray was looking to replace Baker Mayfield. At this time last year, I know you saw potential in him, but did you know how good he could be?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to quantify a little bit. I knew he could be really good. I mean, there's, you know, just, you know, within the program, people that had seen him worked the previous years, had seen his skill set. There was no question he could be really good. Now, you know, it's still got to translate, and you still got to go out there and do it, which he did. But I felt like the whole time that he could play in the NFL. Now, was he going to get an opportunity that could match what he had baseball-wise? Was he, you know, was that deep down what he wanted to do? I mean, those were things I think that he was still working through himself and things that none of us knew. But, it's kind of awesome to see how it's all unfolded. And, again, I'm happy the guys, more than anything, throughout this whole process, wherever he gets drafted, whatever happens, like he deep down is just all in on football. He wants to be an NFL quarterback, and he's done with everything else. And so it's to see him get that opportunity is pretty cool.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Lincoln Riley, my guest, because some NFL teams don't love it if a guy's got a potential backup plan. So what would you say to a team that might wonder if Kyler is all in on football?
I mean, the guy gave up. What the guy gave up, and I know it's been reported and it's not accurate, but what the guy gave up to play, to just enter the draft and to push baseball out of his life forever is remarkable. Most people wouldn't have done it. Most people wouldn't even have considered it, and he did it. And he put it all on the line for football. I mean, even just by playing this year. I mean, the guy risked everything. But to him, it wasn't that. To him, it's I'm getting the chance to play the sport that I love and I'm the most passionate about. And that's where this thing lies. The kid is all in on football. His baseball days are over. He's going to be an NFL quarterback, and he's going to be a damn good one.
Lincoln Riley, my guest. All right, so it'd be one thing if you only had Murray in the draft, but you don't. Let me ask you about wide receiver Marquise Brown. He's coming off a foot injury, but is still expected to go early. What is the team getting when they draft Marquise Brown?
You're getting a game changer. I mean, you're getting a guy, his speed, his skill set, that absolutely changes the game. He changes how people can defend you, gives you so many opportunities as an offensive coordinator to build so many things around his speed. And so he's a special player. There's no question. His best ball's ahead of him. So you're getting a great person, a dynamic player, and a guy that, you know, is rapidly improving.
Now you also have Cody Ford. He's got a ton of versatility on the offensive line. And I know that you and Cody had a conversation before he entered the draft, and you knew, Lincoln, that if you advised him to stay, he would have stayed. So how did you go about handling that particular conversation?
Just by being honest. I mean, guys like Cody, I mean, they've earned that. I mean, they've earned the way he worked, the way he handled everything in this program. He's absolutely earned the right to you know, to do what he wants to do. And you know, we always just try to give our guys an honest opinion. And for him, you know, having a chance to go be a first-round pick, I mean, unless the guy just absolutely doesn't want to do it, man, I'll pack their bags for him. I mean, this was a life-changing opportunity for him, for his family. And I'm proud of him, man. Those are fun conversations to have in this office. I promise you that.
We're talking to Lincoln Riley. So obviously, I mean, you've got all these great things that are happening coming up, but you can't do a victory lap right now because you got to get ready for the next season. What do you make of what you've seen from your team in spring practices?
Yeah, excited about them. You know, it's definitely a different vibe around here. I mean, new defensive staff, a lot of new players, you know, a lot of new players, especially offensively, you know, at the offensive line position, the quarterback position, some really new, young, exciting players that we've recruited that are, you know, going to be a big part of the future of Oklahoma football. So, yeah, it's fun. I mean, the team feels like it's kind of on a mission, like they're kind of out to prove themselves. You know, there's been so many big names and so many great victories here over the last few years that this team's eager to, I think, live up to the Oklahoma standard, but also, you know, make their own name, and they've got some pretty big goals.
Got a few more moments with Lincoln Riley. Obviously, one of the challenges you're facing is to replace a Heisman-winning quarterback for the second straight year, but Jalen Hurts has arrived from Alabama in the offseason. What's it been like to work with him so far?
He's a neat kid, man. He's a lot of maturity. You know, he's had a unique experience, really, his entire college career. You could write a book on it, you know, and all that he's been through. But he's in a great place. I mean, I think he really has enjoyed being here. I think he's been good for us and this team. I think our approach and both kind of on the field and off the field has been good for him as well. So, yeah, he's done a great job getting to know his teammates, learning our system. Just continues to get better and better. So we're certainly excited to have him and excited that things worked out the way they did.
We're talking Sooner football with Lincoln Riley. You know, before you go, one of the phrases that you use around the program is OU DNA. How would you describe that? And is it something that you can teach, or do guys have to have that when they come in?
That's definitely something that we look to recruit, but then I think we develop it. And I think it's just a mindset and mentality to be the very best. And I think it's trying to develop with these guys in a world that is so focused on the individuals and individuals' accomplishment that, you know, we've tried to really, you know, push the team aspect and push, you know, caring about one another and push, you know, the importance of, you know, this is one of the great programs in history, and part of our responsibility you need to feel is by, you know, continuing that and maintaining and furthering that. So if you do things for others, then all the individual goals that we want you to have, those will take care of themselves, and you got to have the work ethic and the mindset to go do it. And so, yeah, we certainly try to recruit it, but then we do a lot of things to develop it, and, you know, thankful to all the coaches and players that have been here before that have already instilled that in this program, and we're trying just to carry on that legacy.
Lincoln, I got about a minute. Help me with this. I mean, you're entering your third year. You haven't even hit the second anniversary of being named head coach, but talking to you right now especially, it feels like you've been there 30 years. I mean, it's a whirlwind, and it seems like it's no big deal at all. How have you managed to make this seem so normal?
Man, Jim, you know, it's having great people around you. You know, I was, you know, getting to come in here and coach under Bob Stoops and learn so much from him, and having the support of him. You know, Coach Switzer, one of the best ADs in the country, Joe Castiglione. I mean, you got everything you need here to be successful. And we got a tremendous staff that man, keeps me from screwing things up, you know, that covers up any weaknesses that we have, and just, you know, that really, really works hard and works well together. So it's just it's a great place with a lot of great history, great people, and we've got high expectations. So when good things happen in our program, it's expected. It's not a surprise, and we continue to work to try to not be satisfied and continue to further those. So when you do it well at a place like this, then, you know, there's you know, that's what's fun about it. There's nothing that you can't accomplish.
He is the head football coach at Oklahoma. Oklahoma has won the last two Heisman trophies. They open up their season against Houston on August 31st. Head coach Lincoln Riley. Lincoln, thanks so much. I really appreciate you and the conversation.
Of course, Jim. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Lincoln Riley. I mean, sincerely, he's starting his third year. He sounds like somebody who's been there 20 years and has just been ripping off national championships, and could be and will be if he wants. All right, so when we come back, we'll talk some baseball. I want your thoughts on that. But Tyler Glasnow will be joining us on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.